Hello, hello, my friends. I'm Allie Melendez, and this is BetOnline All Access. So much excitement to get to today in the wide world of sports. Super Bowl 57 is, of course, set. The NBA and college basketball seasons are boiling over as we head towards the playoffs and March Madness. Plus, for those of us who absolutely cannot wait for some glorious sunshine, yeah, spring training is finally upon us. We'll touch on all of that this week, so let's get it started in the Bet Online universe. So as I just mentioned, pitchers and catchers report to Florida and Arizona, so jealous, in about a week, and we here at Bet Online are so ready. Odds are up for everything baseball, with the Astros, Yankees, and Blue Jays leading the list of favorites in AL, while the Dodgers, Mets, and Braves head up the National League. So be sure to check out all the baseball odds at Bet Online. Now, staying on the diamond, we're also about a week away from the start of the 2023 NCAA Division I baseball season, and the top-ranked team in the polls is the top team in terms of odds, and that is, of course, the Tigers of LSU. Now, last year's champ, Ole Miss, comes in at fourth on the board. Interestingly, seven of the top eight teams in terms of odds are SEC squads. Finally, they were supposed to go toe-to-toe last August, but now Jake Paul and Tommy Fury will finally fight on February 25th. Now in June, when this match was first announced and then, you know, later canceled, we opened up the odds around a pick'em. Paul quickly became the favorite, and it looks like it's the same story this time around. And be sure to check out BetOnline's The Fight Guys to get all of the latest on this fight and everything in the world of combat sports at BetOnline's YouTube channel. BetOnline, where the game starts. So friends, Super Bowl 57 is set as the Eagles and Chiefs will meet to see who lifts the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday, February 12th. Here now with the early look at what to expect, our very own Drew Butler and Jonathan Casillas. Welcome, fellas.
What's up, Allie? Drew Butler joined alongside my man Jonathan Casillas here to preview Super Bowl 57 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Jonathan, first, before we dive into the game, I'm always a little bit emotionally conflicted heading into the Super Bowl. One, because it's so exciting, and obviously it's the best game of the year. But two, after this, football is over, my man. That is a terrifying thought. I know you're emotionally conflicted as well because you're a New York Giants legend. Their bitter rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, are in the Super Bowl representing the NFC. But, Jonathan, I have to give you props. You did pick the Eagles to make the Super Bowl last week when we previewed the NFC Championship game. This is it, though, my man. Two of the top seeds, number one, Kansas City Chiefs out of the AFC, number one, the Philadelphia Eagles out of the NFC, are now meeting in this clash inside State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And right now, the Eagles are one-point favorites. The total sits at 50 points.
Yeah, I think these are the two teams that a lot of people really wanted to see play. You got Patrick Mahomes on one side, you got Jalen Hurts on one side, a dominant defense on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Both of these teams have been lights out the entire year, especially defensively, with Philly leading the way with 70 sacks, almost an NFL record, three away from the record. And then on the other side, you got Bosa and Armstead, Fred Warner, Hufanga, so many guys on defense on both sides. I expect a great game, especially defensively. Not a high-scoring game here, Drew, but a very defensively competitive game. Look, last week people are talking about Brock Purdy was out the game and there's no chance. Let's not forget, the Philadelphia Eagles knocked Brock Purdy out the game. It wasn't that he fell down by himself or he hurt his arm, you know, on an errant throw. No, he got knocked out the game. So did Josh Johnson. He also got knocked out the game. So look, I'm not saying I want anybody to get injured. That's not what I'm saying. But this is what happens when you have a dominant defensive line and you disrespect Hassan Reddick by blocking him by a tight end. What do you think is going to happen if he gets a free shot on the open arm? Look, that was caused by the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And that's the problem I feel like the Chiefs have to figure out. How do you stop this pass rush? They've been dominant all year. They did it against the Giants. They did it last week against San Francisco 49ers. How do you slow these guys down? You got to have a plan, especially with I think Mahomes, he may not be fully limited, but he is a little bit limited with this ankle. You saw him hobbling around a little bit last week, but he was still able to create things. And even one of the later plays in the game, the controversial call going out of bounds with the hit out of bounds, He still was running there.
Yeah.
He was still mobile. So, yes, he has limited mobility. It ain't all the way gone. But at the same time, how do you protect him? Because these guys in Philadelphia, this front seven, and they got, I'm talking about the front seven D linemen. I'm not thinking talking about the linemen.
I'm talking
about the front seven D linemen. They have seven guys that are rotating in and out that can all get sacked. How do you slow these guys down? That's my question, Drew.
Yeah, the Eagles' defensive line, highly disruptive. And on the flip side, like you just said, you don't want, if you're Kansas City, to have Patrick Mahomes under duress, under pressure the entire game. A valiant effort a week ago to beat the Bengals for Patrick Mahomes with that high ankle sprain. You know he taped it up big time. He fought through the pain. It was clear that he was dealing with pain as the game progressed. Now, obviously, he's going to get that extra week to continue to rehab and get healthy. But you know that that Philadelphia defensive line is going to get after Patrick Mahomes. The Eagles' offensive line has also been a huge cog in the success of that offense. Being able to run the ball, allowing Jalen Hurts to utilize his legs, gives Jalen Hurts time to deliver the ball downfield to the likes of Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown or Dallas Goedert. I mean, this is a team, Jonathan, that really is clicking on all cylinders. And throughout the playoffs, they played with a chip on their shoulder. The Eagles did, to kind of say, hey, y'all have forgotten about us. We were the number one ranked team throughout the NFL the entire season. And the Chiefs, look, they took some disrespect last week as well from Joe Burrow and the teammates calling it Burrowhead to Cincinnati's mayor chirping at Patrick Mahomes. They took that personal, and they were able to get that Cincinnati Bengals monkey off their back. Now they're back into the Super Bowl. What do you think is a bigger storyline heading into Super Bowl 57? Is it the injuries that Kansas City is dealing with at the wide receiver position, Mahomes' ankle, or is it the Eagles really playing as a sound unit heading into the biggest game of the year?
Yeah, I think it's the second one. You know, the Eagles really playing like the dominant team that they were all year. It was the only questions that people had was on Hurt's shoulder later in the year when he got hurt. And then they had a questionable Week 18 performance against the New York Giants, which gave me a little bit of false confidence that the Giants could go in and beat them in the divisional round. But then Hurts came back the second play of the game against the Giants in the divisional round. He had that long, deep pass to Devontae Smith on the sideline. That's when I knew, okay, Hurts is not hurt, and he can throw the ball down the field. And then, yes, I think, you know, they're going to do a good job in protecting him and some of the signal calling. But the RPO game was still alive. We saw that last week. We saw that the week prior. Jalen Hurts makes very good decisions. He doesn't throw poorly thrown balls, and he has that ability to take it, you know, get the first down with his feet on every single drive.
Yeah.
And if you look at the other team Chiefs, they're very similar in that regard. You have a guy who's in Mahomes, who's probably, if not the most creative quarterback in the NFL, and what he can do with his arm talent and then also with his legs. Then you have that safety valve, which is probably the number one safety valve in Travis Kelce. This is what we wanted, Drew. This is what we
absolutely
wanted.
It's exactly what we wanted. And I do know one thing as well. These two fan bases, it's going to be an electric atmosphere in Arizona next weekend. And of course, next week, we're going to break down the entire game, both sides, the total, props. So be sure to check back in to Bet Online All Access. But before we get to that point, Jonathan, where are you leaning right now? Eagles are 1-point favorite. The total sitting at 50. Is the line going to move? If you had to make a decision today, which you don't have to, where would you be looking towards this line?
Well, because I don't think the Eagles are going to do something as silly as, you know, throw fire, you know, throw a wind to the fire like they did Corlin, you know, Burrowhead Stadium. I don't understand why players are just giving these guys reasons to get upset before the game. Like, yeah, I know you talk smack during the game, but, like, why are you giving these guys bulletin board material? You know, you basically awoken a sleeping giant. You could have walked in and won in Arrowhead and then walked away from the game saying, oh, Joe Burrow owns this stadium.
Exactly.
But then you do it before. Now it's bulletin board material. And now everybody's playing with an extra incentive. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to do that. I think they're too smart. I think Sirianni's a good coach. I think he has probably a great message for them. And Jalen Hurts, you saw his composure in the speech he gave prior to the divisional game against the Giants, talking about how they basically got to handle business. And it's nothing about anybody else but us. And when you have leadership like that from the top down, and you got the talent that they have, it's so hard to beat a team like that. So I'm leaning towards the Eagles. Let's see if anything moves with the points. But I'm leaning towards them because I feel like they're the most complete all-around team in the NFL.
Yeah, no question about it. And, of course, plenty of news to come until kickoff next Sunday. So we'll see what happens in terms of the line and the total. But the Eagles only allowing 7 points in both the divisional round and the NFC Championship game. That defense is something serious. Jalen Hurts playing with that quiet confidence. Nick Sirianni, too. What a fierce head coach. I like the Eagles right now, too. We'll see what comes out of the bye week before the Super Bowl. And then, of course, next week when you tune right back in here to Bet Online All Access, where Jonathan and I, and possibly a special guest, will break down everything you need to know to get ready to have a profitable Super Bowl Sunday. For my man, Jonathan Casillas, I'm Drew Butler. Allie, we'll throw it back to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. The excitement is so real for this matchup. I cannot wait for them to tee it up next Sunday. And be sure to tune in next week as the boys take a deep dive into Super Bowl 57 with all the latest odds, news, and info. Now, though, let's turn our attention to the hardwood, my friends. The NBA and college basketball seasons are absolutely heating up. And here now to catch us up, once again, our Drew Butler along with Nick Baugh. Welcome, fellas.
That was quick. Allie, I'm back. That's right. Drew Butler here to talk some hoops with the best in the biz. My man Nick Baugh is back in the fold. We're going to dive into some college basketball matchups coming up this weekend, and we will dip into the association, some big-time games in the NBA. Nick, so glad to have you back with us. Let's start with one of the best rivalries in all of sports. That's right. UNC heading to Cameron Indoor to take on Duke this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Right now, the Blue Devils are a home underdog, catching a point and a half from the Tar Heels. The total is 142.5 points, and both of these teams are unranked at the moment. That's quite the anomaly.
Yeah, Drew, these are two of the most disappointing teams in all of college basketball so far. But North Carolina, they got up to that slow 5-4 start. They're 10-2 in their last 12 games, and I think Carolina slowly but surely finding some rhythm and finding some flow. And sometimes, Drew, these teams that make it to the Final Four, or in Carolina's case, make it all the way to the national championship game and return everybody, sometimes I think they're in a hurry to just press fast forward and get back to March. And I think with the calendar turning to February, I think guys like Baycott, RJ Davis, Caleb Love, these guys are going to start to get locked in and start to really play at a high level. And let's not forget, this same cast of characters went into Cameron Indoor last year and beat Duke in Coach K's last game ever at home. So they're going to be comfortable in that environment. I am going to lean Carolina -1.5 to win on the road.
Wow. Yeah, an impressive pick there. You stole something right off my notes. What about the revenge factor here for Duke? The Cameron crazies will absolutely be going crazy. This is the first matchup since a historic 2022 within the rivalry. Not only Coach K's last game inside Cameron Indoor taking the L to UNC, but then the first ever Final Four matchup between these two teams. How will Duke limit Armando Baycott? He's averaging 18 points a game, nearly 12 rebounds per game, but Duke is 11-0 at home. UNC is only 2-4 away from the Dean Dome. I'll take the points here. Give me the home dog, Duke, +1.5. I think they might win this game, so check the money line as well. Let's head to the SEC as Florida heads up to Rupp Arena to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. This is right after that Duke-UNC game at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. And right now, Kentucky, who's been struggling mightily this season, seems to be finding their footing just a bit, fighting for those tourney hopes, Nick. They're a 4.5-point favorite against the Gators. The total here is 135.
Yeah, another somewhat disappointing blue blood in Kentucky now throughout the year. But it kind of feels like Kentucky has found a little something after that big win on the road at Tennessee a few weeks ago. They did drop a game at home to Kansas, but it feels like Kentucky is another team that's starting to kind of get it rolling a little bit. And when you look at Kentucky, they are the fifth best offensive rebounding team in the country. They're the second best shot blocking team in the country. They're going to be able to own the paint and own the glass against a good Florida team that's good defensively. But let's not forget that Kentucky's got the reigning National Player of the Year in Oscar Tshiebwe. I just don't think the Gators are going to have an answer for Tshiebwe and company in the interior. I know Kentucky's been very up and down this year, but I am going to swallow the points. Give me Kentucky at home to cover the 4.5.
Yeah, you mentioned it with Sheboy. When they bang down low and they're effective inside the paint, Kentucky's tough to beat. That's the recipe for them to really put games away, cover these spreads, play the type of basketball that Coach Cal and this Blue Blood program are used to playing. Both of these teams coming off pretty disappointing losses a weekend ago inside the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Now, I know both of the teams that they played, Kansas State and Kansas, are top 10 teams. Think about Florida's brutal stretch of their schedule they're going through right now. They just lost to number 5, Kansas State. They took on number 2, Tennessee, earlier this week. Yeah, they've got Kentucky on the road now. And then next week, it's right back at it against number 4, ranked Alabama. I think this is a game Florida loses. I think Kentucky's really starting to find their identity. Yeah, they're right on the bubble right now for tourney hopes. Oscar Tshiebwe's a force. Kentucky's 11-2 at home. I'm going to lay the points with you, Nick. Lay the 4.5 with the Wildcats. Let's turn our attention to the NBA. A Western Conference battle is going on this weekend in the Bay Area as the Dallas Mavericks head out to Golden State to take on the Warriors. This is your 8:30 p.m. Eastern game on Saturday night. The Warriors are 6.5-point favorites. The total is 234.5, and the Warriors and Mavs sitting 5th and 6th right now in the Western Conference playoff standings.
Yeah, how about that total, 234? Going to be a little point scored in this game. But I like Golden State. They're really good at home. They have the 5th best winning percentage in the NBA at home. And Dallas, not a good team on the road this year at all. They are 9-16 on the road. And let's not forget that these two teams met in the Western Conference Finals last year, yep. And Golden State won 4-1. And check out these margins of victory, 25, 9, 9, Ooh. And 10. They're 4-1 against the spread in the Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors were, and it's largely the same team on both sides, except Dallas doesn't have Jalen Brunson, which is a big deal, especially on the road. When Luka goes to the bench, you need another guy to score. That was Brunson. I think Dallas is still searching a little bit for that secondary playmaker. All that said, Steph back. They're at home. Warriors, give me the 6.5. I think they beat Dallas pretty good.
All right, taking the Warriors, laying that 6.5. The Mavs have beaten Golden State so far this season by 3 points in late November. The Warriors coming off a 3-game road stretch. They're back at home, and guess what? The Warriors finally getting healthy. It seems like they did this exact same thing a year ago when they went on their run. But Luka is a beast. Luka Doncic, one of the best players in the NBA. I think he elevates his game in this primetime spot against the Warriors, who ousted them in the Western Conference Finals last year. I think the Warriors win. But give me the 6.5. That's a lot of points here, especially with that high total. I think the Mavs keep it tight, so I will take the dog. Let's round things out with an Eastern Conference battle up in the Northeast. The Philadelphia 76ers heading to MSG to take on the New York Knicks Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Right now, the Knicks are home underdogs. They're catching 2. The total here is 220.5.
I like the Knicks. I'm going to take the home dog. I think Madison Square Garden is going to be rocking. These two teams, Philly and New York, they're 1-1 against each other so far this season. The last matchup was on Christmas Day, and it was a game where New York was in control of most of that game, and then Niang came off the bench for Philly and hit 4 threes in the second half to kind of blow the game open. I don't anticipate another 3-point barrage from the Sixers. Keep in mind the Knicks' third-best field goal percentage defense in the NBA. I'm going to look at New York. I'm looking at the home dog. Give me the Knicks +2 against the Sixers.
All right. I like where we're starting here. We're on the opposite sides of 3 out of these 4 games. And why? Joel Embiid leading the NBA in scoring right now, averaging 33.6 points per game. 76ers have been in top form of late. And the Knicks on the other side have been inconsistent, all season long. They've split the matchup so far this season. 1 win for the Sixers, 1 win for the Knicks. The question here is, can Julius Randle slow down Joel Embiid? I don't think so. It's a short number. I'll lay the 2 points here with Philadelphia. I think they win by 3 or more inside Madison Square Garden. The 76ers have simply been playing really elite basketball at the moment. They'll see if they can keep that form up in one of the premier stadiums in all the country, Madison Square Garden. Nick, so great to have you back, my man. I love talking hoops with you. You are the best in the biz. There's no doubt about it. Be sure to tune back in next week to Bet Online All Access for all your latest lines, news, and odds. Head on over to Bet Online. For Nick, I'm Drew Butler. Allie, back to you.
Thanks, Drew. Nick, exciting stuff happening on the court, so be sure to join us right here on Bet Online All Access for the rest of the season. Well, hey, my friends, that wraps up this edition of BetOnline All Access. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and drop us a line. Why not? We'd love to hear from you. Enjoy all of the amazing action this weekend, and remember, BetOnline, where the game starts.